This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're locked in with Daryl and Hanif on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Two rock songs back to back, Hanif,
yep,
this week.
Yep, Daryl. So that was a fresh one from Coheed and Cambria called Shoulders. I guess their latest album after 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. To recap the stories on the program so far, top of the hour, we had a chat with a very interesting singer, a young singer called Laila Sania. She recently made it to the Billboard at the Times Square in New York.
We also spoke about the passing of Slipknot's founding member, Joey Jordison. He recently passed away today. He was 46 years old.
Right. We have come on to a quickfire new segment that we like to call... By the way, stories about Eric Clapton again.
Let me guess, must be something related to vaccine?
You're absolutely right. Eric Clapton recently said that he will not perform at any venues that require attendees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Clapton issued his statement in response to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announcement that vaccine passes would be required to enter nightclubs and venues. The statement was accompanied by a link to Clapton's anti-lockdown song with Van Morrison, Stand and Deliver. I mean, vaccine discrimination and I guess vaccine hesitancy has been a worldwide issue, and it looks like the music industry isn't spared. In May, Clapton said that he experienced a severe reaction to the AZAC vaccine, and he was even afraid that he will never play the guitar again.
By the way, the battle for video sharing social platform continues with Lomotif, TikTok's rival, signing a licensing deal with Universal Music Group. They unveiled their global licensing pack this week, and while the financial agreements weren't disclosed, Lomotif users will now be able to create clips using songs from the Big Three record label and seamlessly add UMG's music to their video clip right from the app.
Wow.
While Lomotif may not be as popular as its competitors, TikTok, they have been around for 7 years and have up to more than 225 million installations so far across 200 countries and in 300 plus languages. They're pretty popular in Brazil, apparently, according to reports. This is definitely a big move for the company as they try to compete in a space that's getting pretty saturated, and having a licensing deal with music companies will give their platform some form of legitimacy. Lomotif itself was recently acquired by ZVV Media, while Universal Music Group has also closed off deals with Snap late June and expanded its partnership with TikTok last February.
Yeah, there's so many apps out there these days. It's hard to keep track. But yes, you're right. You know, signing a deal like this would definitely give a particular app the edge, right?
Yep.
Also, by the way, the Beatles are going to have their music stored in a, get this, Hanif, a doomsday vault, which will aim to secure the recordings for the next 1,000 years. The vault, which will be installed on an island near the North Pole, which I found out recently is melting, so I'm not sure how they're going to do this. They're going to attempt to use future-proof digital storage to protect musical recordings for centuries to come. The first songs to enter this vault are scheduled to do so in spring 2022. According to Billboard, among other artists to benefit from the nuclear and natural disaster-resistant vault will be Australian Aboriginal musicians. The firm behind the vault plans for it to be built to withstand the kind of extreme electromagnetic pulses that could result from a nuclear explosion, which would permanently damage electronic equipment and play havoc with digital files. The general public, like me and you, Hanif, will be also be given an opportunity to choose which recordings are entered into the vault in future elections. Music can't go into the vault unless the copyright holder gives permission. I don't know, just at the top of my head, I would put a bunch of jazz records in that vault.
Definitely.
What would you? Slipknot.
Slipknot, most likely, I suppose, just to sort of like, I think, mark an era. An era in the world, right? Yeah.
But this is such a cool idea, isn't it? It's kind of bizarre, but it's so cool. I can imagine, you know, 1,000 years from now, aliens listening to the Beatles. That would be something for sure.
Well, yes. By the way, earlier this month, Media Research published a report that looks at the global music subscriber market shares in 2021. And while there's not much of a surprise when it comes to who's leading the market, is the streaming platform using green as its primary color. The report also hinted at their declining numbers when it comes to percentage growth compared to its competitors. So according to the report, while Spotify added 27 million net subscribers between Q1 2020 and Q1 2021, which is more than any other services, they did lose 2 points of the market share over that period because because their percentage growth trailed over their leading competitors. So their percentage growth is now at 32%, with Google leading the pack with growth that's more than 60% via YouTube Music, while Tencent is second with 40% growth rate. Amazon has a growth rate of 27%, while Apple Music grew only 12%. It's an interesting trend to observe as all these platforms compete with one another. Spotify has been a dominant player in the industry, but right now their focus should be in capturing more subscribers, and perhaps they're losing that battle in emerging markets where the appeal of other platforms are there as well. If I'm not mistaken, you know, based on what I read, people seem to also be into YouTube Music a lot more these days, right? Yeah, so pretty interesting, considering that I think for us, you know, we're so used to Spotify that it's a no-brainer that we're going to continue subscribing, right? But I think a lot of people who have not subscribed to other music services or any music services find YouTube pretty appealing.
Yeah, I mean, Spotify is a dominant app. I wouldn't say that's the case anymore with so many other services coming in, right? But I would say this, the competitive market is never a bad thing.
Yep.
That's for sure. Right, you've come to the end of this week's program on The Pulse. Do remember that if you'd like to revisit any of the stories, it'll be up on our website, bfm.my. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Ali and Off will be with you as usual next week. But before we get out of here, we have one more tune for you. This one is a new one from a collaboration of First Beige and Alicia Joy from 3070. This is the track Sudden Wait. Till next week, this has been The Pulse. Join us again right here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.